What better way to start this story than a morning walk? We're in a neighborhood north of the University of Washington.
This is considered a walkable area.
That's Cindy Perry, a nurse and researcher at the University of Washington.
We do have sidewalks, and it is aesthetically pleasing, and it is in an area where there are destinations we can go to.
Perry was curious about whether people living in this type of neighborhood really do walk more. She found one answer in a huge study called the Women's Health Initiative. About 1,000 women in Seattle had answered questions about how much they walk. She put all their addresses on a map that shows the walkability of every neighborhood in the city.
We did not find a clear relationship between the walkability of the neighborhoods and the woman's level of walking.
It didn't seem to matter whether the woman lived near leafy streets with interesting destinations nearby or in a cul-de-sac far from shops and parks.
And so that had us step back and look, why did we not see this relationship we had hoped to see and expected to see?
One clue emerges if you look at walking as having two different flavors. There's recreational walking, you know, people who go for a walk. It's healthy. It can be social. Other people walk in order to get somewhere or get things done. That's transportation walking. So maybe this study had more women who walk for recreation, and maybe they're so motivated it doesn't really matter where they live. They might even drive to a park or a trail just to go walking. An expert on teasing apart these types of walking is Brian Salins of Seattle Children's Research Institute. He says transportation walking depends a lot on where you live and work.
It's not that people are going to walk miles and miles to get to their destinations. They have to be close enough. So the trade-off between walking and driving makes sense for them to say, oh, well, I might as well take a walk because I can get there and it's just as fast or close to as fast.
Salins says there have been many studies of walking, and the overwhelming fact is it's hard to get Americans to walk anywhere near the recommended 30 minutes per day. The only proven way is to make walking useful, and that requires neighborhoods dense with apartments and shops, so driving is a pain. And you combine that with good transit service so people will walk to a bus stop or a train station. Otherwise, for the rest of us, Cindy Perry says changing behavior is really complex.
Just having a beautiful, walkable environment in and of itself isn't going to move people from sitting on the couch to walking.
When taxpayer dollars are limited, it might make sense to build a few walking trails, but then focus on the social side. Maybe someone to facilitate groups to go walking together. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.